Rybicy Kaplan to be the lad. Monday for and Halacha.
Reish Memchem. Sif, Beis, and Gimel. The Mechaber says that the whole thing that we saw in Sif Aleph, that you're not allowed to be Maflin Bisfina, we mentioned five different reasons why one is not allowed to be Maflin Bisfina 3 days before Yontif, that says the Mechaber only applies to a type of sea sailing which could cause a person to be seasick. But if he goes in calm waters, then there's nothing to be chayshish about. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, he wants a taina that the same thing applies by a seasoned sailor that doesn't get seasick. And therefore, he's allowed to have the same halacha. He would be allowed, which is a bigger chiddush, because l'chari would say, lo'y plug. He says, no. In other words, it's only certain types of waters there were gerizer on, certain types there weren't gerizer on, and the types that there were gerizer on applies to everybody. He says, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, no. If the person that's not going to get seasick, he's allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos onto a boat. I do remember going on a boat many a year ago, 24 to be exact, and we were in camp in New Haven, Connecticut, and we went on a boat, a motorboat, Erev Shabbos, and we got stuck there, and the motor got all tangled up in a rope or something like that, and we got stuck out there, and guys were just throwing up over the side. It wasn't the best. I don't think I remember it being the best Shabbos afterwards. But depending on where you're going, what you're doing, you should try to refrain from doing things that will bring a person tzar. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, another din, fakert. What's with the guy? This is what we were talking about yesterday. Maybe. A person's going on a cruise. We weren't discussing whether or not you're allowed to go on a cruise. That was mentioned afterwards. But, jump in the water. The kids are, you're going on the cruise, and we mentioned that most people do not have an issue when they're on a cruise. Now, let's say the guy does have an issue when he's on a cruise. There are people that will get seasick, no matter where they are. And how about the guy that gets seasick, and he's going to get seasick for more than 3 days. If he goes on Sunday, he's going to be seasick for the entire week. So he's never allowed to go? Tanis of Shama Zaman, no. Mustaver, that a person that's always going to be seasick, Chazal weren't geyser, that a person that is the seasick type of person that's going to get seasick for a week, that he's never allowed to travel anywhere on the high seas because he's going to get sick for a week. It's not that Chazal weren't crazy. Maybe Ulai, Moshlom al Dever Deme, if we remember, so when we're learning brachas, there's a halacha that's gepasim in the Shulchan Aruch that says that you're not, if you start Shemina Esrei late and you're not going to finish Shemina Esrei by the time that the Tzibur gets up to either Kedusha or gets up to Akela Kodesh, or the main of Shemei Tvila, or Kedemeh, then you're not allowed to start Shemei Nesvei. You have to wait till they get up to Kedusha, then say Kedusha, then you can start Shemei Nesvei. Frekt Aruch HaShulchan, what's going to be with a guy that he davens in a minion that they give 8 minutes for Shemei Nesvei? For him, it takes 10 minutes to daven Shemei Nesvei. Every single day, even if he starts with the Olam, he's still not going to finish on time. So, he should never be able to daven with the Tvila B'tzibur. Since Aruch HaShulchan Mistaver that Chazal weren't geyser and a matzev that a person should never be able to become to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. He always has to wait and he can never get Tfilah B'Tzibur. Mistaver, that's not the case. I is going to miss it. B'Seder, for a foul. This mensch is not going to have Einik Shabbos. B'Seder, this one time, he's not going to have, that he goes on the boat, he's not going to have Einik Shabbos. But to say that he's never allowed to go on a boat because of that, Tanis Rosh HaMazalman, Mistaver, that we're not going to say such a thing. Now, there is the end of this Sif Beis mentions, The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that Alicha Bekarin, the Rambam brings down Alicha Bekarin is Asr. You're not allowed to go in a wagon that's drawn by animals. And the reason is because we're chashish that you're going to grab break a branch off to hit the animal. That would seem to imply that does not apply in the 21st century when people travel mostly in cars and buses and things like that. So Lechura, it only applies to that, it does not apply to cars. That's the fashion of Ulmus Vaisim saying. That being the case, there's lechura no problem driving before Shabbos in cars, we're not choshish for anything, and even if it's going to continue to Shabbos, now that's a question. What happens then to Sif Beis and Sif Gimel? Sif Gimel tells you that if there's none of the five choshes that we mentioned beforehand, of leaving before Shabbos, then you're even allowed to leave, not only allowed to leave 3 days before Shabbos, you're even allowed to leave on Shabbos on the boat. As long as you're kena shvisa, Erev Shabbos, kena shmashas, you're on the boat, then there's no problem. You're allowed to even leave on Shabbos lechatchila on the boat. So all the peskis manenu ask, some sefer already talks about it, when you get to trains, that lechura there should be no problem to go onto a train that's either before Shabbos or even on Shabbos, because you have none of the chashashis. because Savi said that the train is going even without you, they're not doing malachas for you, you're not going to come to do malachas, they're not doing malachas for you, there's no chasarin in oining Shabbos, there's no all the chashas that we have, we don't have when it's going on a train, it's going on a car, there's no chashas, you're going to break off branches, none of the chashas that were mentioned, it doesn't look like tzaf v'shot agave mayim, and all these chashas, what? Tchumin. So the question is, by tchumin. Tchumin is possible, but that's only if the train goes out of the town. If it's in the town, then it wouldn't apply. And if you're on a plane, the current also shouldn't apply. Because a plane, you're a lemaila me'asar. So there, you're always lemaila me'asar. There's a question when the bottom of the plane, that's with the svina. The bottom of the plane is not, then, or if you took off already beforehand, there's a possibility for you to take off. If you look in Kravitz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, on the bottom, Daniel Kleinman, he gives you two possibilities of how you can take it before Shabbos and land, go through Shabbos and land after Shabbos. Practical ways of how such a thing is possible. L'chur, there should be no problem. You have none of the chashashes that are coming. Maybe they heat up food for you, you tell them you don't want food, say. But so all the preskis, my name to say that's awesome. You're not allowed to do that for various different reasons that are mentioned. Ramesha talks about it, among others. I'll just read a few lines of Ramesha, and that will end. But they all say it's the basic reason is, even though you're right, that at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to pinpoint any Isser Shabbos Lamaisa, but it's Zichr, it's a Zilzal and Shabbos. If it's not Marasayim, it's a Zilzal and Shabbos, and it's over the Chol, and it's really, it's a Pirtzen Shabbos. And you could come to do just about anything. You go to work, and you do whatever you have to do, because you get to work on the subway, and getting on the boat. Why is that not a zilzum? So, lechura, cars. First of all, the Chazon Ish, the Chassam Sofer discusses this. Actually, he does discuss the differences between the two. But lechura, boat is also. It's more when you're paying a shvisa. We don't look at it as your shof itzaf al kapnei amayim, because look at that as your house. That's a place where it's not a regular mode of transportation. A person uses it when he has to go from one part of the world to another part of the world. But it's two things. First of all, when you're on it, it's more like your house. It's not just like a car, which is just looked at as a way to get from place to place. And it's also, it's once in who knows how long. Your day ayom ba'aniyos. Whatever, your day medina sayom. People that are going on a regular thing, that's mamash and total zilzal Shabbos. That's the regular way, what you do on a regular oifen when you're trying to get from here to there on a normal day. That's the oifen that you get there. That's a very big zilzal Shabbos. B'davar Lisa ala buses. This is in Yerodea, Chelik Aleph, Simi Mem Dalma. Lisa ala buses with trains alchem rak beir. Shlak is a tchumen. The whole problem is tchumen. We don't have a problem with a tchumen. Boyven shloyamim b'shul Yisrael. Savi said they're going and stopping whether you gets on or doesn't get on. They're not doing anything special for you. Hine afshmi dina ein yir b'ze eser. L'mishlei tzarach l'shalom gein she'aminu loy. If you don't have, you have a monthly pass or whatever it is. You can pay after Shabbos. Whatever the story is, the further should be no answer at all. Mikamagum chas v'shalom l'hatri davar kizeh. Af l'dvar mitzvah de'isur marasayin. V'ade ish v'zeh k'mi d'rubu d'u l'enif. Yeah, it says first of all, it's marasayin. And even if it's not a problem with marasayin that you didn't pay on Shabbos, still, chas v'shalom l'hatri davar mefursim l'maysa chol sh'neisem ha'ikr l'asis mezchar ha'vayda v'ikub zeh chilul Hashem godom. Then he brings the rayah. That's basically the reasons why people give. It's a bizarre, it's a zilzul, it's a chol Hashem, and a meila zikr. That's not certainly, but the mokum atzerich is what to reckon with. In other words, a chayli, a kedemi, tasa shelas chacham. But in a chanami, without that, one should certainly not do any of getting on buses and trains on Shabbos, even when you don't have to pay.